From Kumasi, John Yeboah reports that workers defied a downpour and converged on a central post office at Edum en route to the Jubilee Park.
The May Day parade in Kumasi was preceded by a route march by organized labor, actively participated by local unions of the affiliate membership of the Ghana Trade Union Congress. The march started at the central post office area at Edum, went through some principal streets of the city, and ended at the Jubilee Park. The Ashanti Regional Minister Eric Opoku, Deputy Regional Minister Samuel Yawedusa, members of the Regional Security Council, some municipal and district chief executives, and NDC functionaries graced the occasion with their presence. Highlight of the function was the award of prizes to outstanding unionists from the 18 affiliate unions under the Ghana Trade Union Congress. The acting regional secretary of the Ghana Trade Union Congress, Clement Kaba, who delivered the secretary general's message, drew attention to the urgent need for decent retirement and pension for senior citizens of the country. He described as shameful the situation where the nation allows its senior citizens to be reduced to paupers, especially when viewed against the background of the enormous wealth in the country. According to Mr. Kaba, there is no way Ghana can justify the situation where old people become destitute immediately after retirement. The Ashanti Regional Minister Eric Opoku reminded Ghanaians that pension is their right and assured them of government support in respect of promoting their right to adequate retirement benefits. He said it is a matter of grave concern that many pensioners reportedly face difficulties in accessing their pension. However, some efforts have been made to address this situation, and the President has tasked the relevant ministries and departments to intensify efforts at improving the processing and delivery time for paying out pensions. From Kumasi, John Yeboah reporting.
The Akumuhini of Techima Nana Wusu Jari has asked the government to put in place carefully thought out plans in managing Ghana's human capital. The Akumuhini gave the advice when he addressed this year's Bunuaf Regional May Day rally in Techiman. Nana Jari Koli appealed to medical doctors to calm down and discuss the issues with government for the sake of patients. Our correspondent Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo reports that a 30-minute rain at the Methodist School Park, the venue for the rally, saw many people dashing for cover, but it did not deter the highly enthusiastic crowd and dignitaries from finishing the program.
Whilst the various workers' groups and spectators were running to take refuge in their vehicles in other nearby structures because of the rain and strong wind, the Bunuafo Regional Minister Paul Evans Adu and his deputy Justice Samuel Ejie, as well as other dignitaries on the dais, just got up from their seat and repositioned themselves under the canopy and were on their feet till the rain stopped. The determination shown by the dignitaries gingered the workers to group in front of the dais as soon as the rain subsided to listen to what the regional minister and other officials had for them. And also Jari observed that the agitations on the labor front are many, and stressed the need for equity in terms of wages and salaries to help reduce them. Nakwemuhene of Techiman touched on the strength of organized labor in the socioeconomic advancement of the country. The regional minister, Paul Evans Adu, emphasized the importance to uphold productivity and competitiveness at workplaces. The Bunuafo regional secretary of the TUC, J.K. Ankama, asked President Mahama to make social protection of senior citizens a priority, saying Ghana has enough resources to take good care of the aged.
Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo filed that report.
Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports from the Upper West Region that in spite of early rains, organized labor went ahead to celebrate the May Day, which took place at Chumu, the district capital of Sisala East. Workers from all the 11 districts of the region converged on the district hospital and cleaned up the premises. They later marched through some principal streets of the town to the forecourt of the district assembly. We bring you more.
The celebration was obstructed for an hour by rain, which eventually pushed the workers to continue the program in the canteen of the district assembly. The regional secretary of the TUC, Abubakar Adam Sandu, who read a speech on behalf of the secretary general of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, lamented the difficulties some workers go through after retirement. He said it is unfortunate that some pensioners become destitute after retirement because of the meager pension allowance. Ms. Asamoah cautioned the youth who are workers to take a cue from that and save part of their earnings for a bright future. The regional minister, Dr. Avia Ephraim Insor, who read the president's address, said in spite of the tension on the labor front, government is satisfied with the cooperation of organized labor. He said government will scrutinize and regulate the private sector actors who manage the contributions of workers. President Mahama said labor remains an important social partner in the transformative process of the nation. The partnership, however, requires that all make appropriate sacrifices for a better future. 15 workers who distinguished themselves in their duties were given awards. The awards ranged from laptops, mobile phones, fridges, and certificates.
Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report.